8:20 on the great WRKO. The Cooner Man willing to go where most of the media fears to tread. The stolen election in Arizona. It has now been incredibly certified. And even worse, certified under duress. County supervisors, Board of Election supervisors in county after county after county came out and publicly said, we don't believe this election was fair. We believe it was rife with corruption, with fraud. It was rigged. There were quote unquote serious errors. And yet Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, and now the incoming governor, has threatened them, saying you will be charged with felony crimes if you do not certify this election by the statutory deadline, 5 years in jail. And so I want to play this cut one more time. I can play all the boards if you want. They all came out one after another. And this is the Mojave County Board of Supervisors, Ron Gould, saying, I don't want to do this, but she's basically threatening me. She's blackmailing me. It's either I sign or I go to jail and I don't see my family for 5 years. Roll cut 29, Mike.
I vote aye under duress. I found out today that I have no choice but to vote aye or I'll be arrested and charged with a felony. I don't think that that is what our founders had in mind when they used the democratic process to elect our leaders, our form of self-government. And I find that very disheartening. With your vote of four ayes and zero nays, you've approved item 1B.
That was going to be 4-0 nay. Not aye, nay. They didn't want to certify. They didn't want to certify. Not after they heard all the evidence. They said, are you insane? Like, what is there to certify? And instead, she sent her minions, her thugs, and they said, certify or we're going to charge you with a crime. So what do you like? Do you value your freedom? If you value your freedom, sign on the dotted line. Now, let me broaden this discussion. I want to ask all of you. We had a stolen election in 2020. There's no question now. After looking at everything, it's the evidence is overwhelming that Joe Biden is a puppet, illegitimate president who was put into power because of a fraudulent, stolen election. We know that. And what we did was we said, no. We want something peaceful. We don't want to have any violence on the streets. We don't want to have chaos. We don't want to shut this country down. We're going to pass election integrity laws in state after state so something like this never happens again. And lo and behold, Shazam, baby! In Pennsylvania, a vegetable, a mental vegetable, brain-dead Fetterman, they steal that election. In Georgia, they stealing that election. In New Hampshire, they stole that election. And the most obvious, blatant, flagrant one in Arizona, they stole that election. Now, in Brazil, they had a presidential race. And Lula, the socialist, his communist thugs stole it from the incumbent president, basically Brazil's version of Trump, Bolsonaro, and the reaction of the Brazilian patriots was very different. They didn't say, we'll get them the next time. They didn't say, well, let's try to clean up and pass election integrity laws and clean up our election system. No. They said, the hell with this. We're going to the streets. And literally, millions of protesters, the greatest protests in the history of Brazil, from Sao Paulo to Rio de Janeiro to Brasilia, all to Brazil City, to all of the major cities, big and small, Millions of people came out onto the streets day after day after day. The truckers, like in Canada, like in Europe, like here, led the charge. Highways closed. Roads closed. Cities paralyzed. Massive protests. Huge demonstrations. And the Lula regime thought, well, they're just going to wear out. They're going to get tired. And eventually it's going to peter out. And instead, the movement got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now they are on the cusp of the military saying, look, this can no longer go on like this. You've got a government in power that clearly was fraudulently elected. And you've got all of these Brazilian citizens who refuse to go to work, refuse to do anything until this mess is settled. We're going to have to impose a coup d'etat and remove Lula from power and return stability to the country. So this is now, the Brazil is potentially on the cusp of a military coup. Leave aside the military coup. What I want to ask all of you is this. Why are Brazilian patriots willing to take to the streets and protest day after day, week after week, to reclaim their country and reclaim their democracy, while we in the United States, if we even are care, if we're even interested, sit back and essentially do nothing and hope the courts will bail us out? Why are we so complacent? The great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, the voice of the resistance. 617-266-6868 is the number, or in this case, speaking truth to power. You can text us 70470-70470. And as always, you can email the Cooner man, Jeffrey Cooner, K-U-H, N as in Nancy, E-R, at iHeartMedia.com, Jeffrey Cooner at iHeartMedia.com. Now, the question is, for example, there's a stolen election in Brazil. Millions of Brazilians, patriots, go to the streets and protest. It's been going on for weeks now, and the regime is teetering. And it's so much so that the military now may step in. Why are Brazilians willing, for example, I'm just using Brazil, why are they willing to protest a stolen election while, for example, here in the United States, here, look at Arizona, it's naked, it's flagrant, it's irrefutable, and yet nobody does anything. Most of the media is engaged in a complete blackout. They won't even cover the story. That's how corrupt the system is. Why are so many of us complacent? Why are we not willing to protest while the Brazilians are? I'm just curious. What has happened to the United States? What has happened to our will and to our spirit? Why the discrepancy? What's your theory? 617-266-6868. Here is a really, really good email from Kevin. Jeff, in my opinion, here's why you're not seeing the masses taking to the streets this time. They've temporarily thrown up their hands. American conservatives have had several years of seeing that no matter what they do, nothing seems to do any good, and there's nowhere for them to go to get a redress of their grievances. Take the stolen 2020 election. On January 6th, over 1 million people from all 50 states took to the streets of Washington, D.C., and it did no good. The game has no rules because the game has been rigged. There's an old communist saying, quote, inch by inch, it's a cinch, unquote. We are seeing the result of their long, slow march through the institutions, including all the mechanisms of our halls of power. Our republic relies on the moral integrity of its citizenry to function properly and fairly. But a large percentage of our citizenry has demonstrated that they have no integrity, no moral integrity, and therefore they cannot be trusted with the responsibility that a free republic demands. And that's where we find ourselves. In other words, what Kevin is proposing is, we're demoralized, we're throwing up our hands, because everywhere we look to get redress of our grievances, nobody cares. Whether it be the courts, judges, the legal system, the media, local institutions, nobody seems to care and nobody seems to want to care. Because frankly, there is now so much corruption. And, you know, in the old days, a stolen election was a big thing. Now, everybody's on their computer. Everybody's on their iPhones. Everybody's on Netflix or, you know, whatever it is. And they're into entertainment. They want their Cheetos. They want their welfare checks. And as long as they've got their junk food and their Cheetos and their, you know, their Netflix and their movies and their entertainment, don't bother me. I've got my iPhone. I'm stuck to that screen. Whatever else happens, happens. Just don't bother me. Is this why we just don't care? Because there are now so many distractions that we'd rather just play on our phones all day or watch movies all day and not give a damn while our votes are being taken away from us and Americans are being systematically disenfranchised. 617-266-6868. Have we now become Jerry Springer Nation? Get stoned on weed and eat Cheetos or Doritos and watch Jerry Springer all day. 617-266-6868. Steve in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Steve, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you, Steve.
Jeff, so question for you. I know there's plenty of evidence of different aspects of voter fraud that happened the last couple of years, but one thing I'm not sure about is the voting machines, and I watched that Mike Lindell video, and there were crazy numbers of flipping votes or adding tens of thousands for Biden. So my question is, do you put any stock into that video, or do you think that's kind of unvalidated?
No, I think the voting machines are a disaster. I think that's one of the big problems facing this country. Look, Steve, I think there's no getting around it. We need to have voter ID. We need to have paper ballots. We need to have in-person voting, and it's election day. It's not election week. It's not election month. And these voting machines are very dangerous. Now, they did it in Arizona. They also did it in Georgia. It's called the roll and drop. Sorry, the drop and roll. Forgive me. So what they do is they will just out of the blue drop 30, 40,000 ballots for one candidate, always the Democrat. So, for example, Katie Hobbs. Just one batch, 37,000 votes. Boom, 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 boom. All for Katie Hobbs. And then they have an algorithm built in. And then after that, it's like 1.5 ballot to, you know, for Hobbs to every one ballot for Carrie Lake or 2-1 or whatever. So you drop a batch and then you roll 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. That's still not enough to catch up. Okay, drop another batch. Look, my wife said it best. When we went on election day, she puts her ballot into the machine. And the lady says, okay, you voted. And Grace says, but how do I know the machine's going to actually count my vote? It's all based on trust. And how do I know it's going to count my vote accurately? Like, I don't know how the machine has been programmed. Now, growing up in Canada, and by the way, the same thing in the United States, you go vote in person with a paper ballot. And then what they do is when 8 o'clock hits, boom, they dump the ballots on a table, and you have a Republican and Democratic representative there watching, and they count the ballots right in front of witnesses. And literally what they would do is they go, let's just say, you know, Steve in New Hampshire voted. Okay, so, oh, one vote for Don Bolduc. Yes, yes, right? You agree? Yeah, yeah, okay, put that in the Bolduc pile. So, in other words, everybody can see that the vote was counted and who the person voted for. This, it's all based on trust. Now, look, I'm no big tech expert. Steve, I'm telling you, my laptop is always malfunctioning. My printer, always malfunctioning. My iPad, my iPhone, I got one of those new iPhones. It's got problems on it all the time. So if basic technology constantly malfunctions, you're going to tell me that voting machines don't? And then when they literally don't work, like in Maricopa, where half of them literally are not counting votes, they say, well, too bad. So to me, we used to have full confidence in our elections. Everybody voted same day, in person, paper ballots. It was counted. And then by the end of the night, we knew who won. This in Arizona, because of these ridiculous voting machines and the mail-in balloting, they keep counting and counting and counting until they get the result that they want. In this case, Katie Hobbs. It's what Trump said on 2020. He goes, I'm way ahead. And before you know it, they just keep counting and counting and counting. And they're finding votes left, right, and center. So to me, they have destroyed our election system. And here's how I describe America for now. We are a first world nation with a third world voting system. That's what they foisted upon us in 2020. And if we don't get rid of this system, I'm telling you, we're doomed.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
850 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Leonard Cohen, and it's his song is very apropos. I want to thank Kathy in New Hampshire for that recommendation. It's a great song, and to me, it sums up what's happening right now. Everybody knows. The game is fixed. The game is rigged. Everybody knows. And to show you how rigged it is, and that's why many of you are rightly saying, Jeff, 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 whether Carrie Lake runs for the Senate in 2024, until we get a hold of these elections and the deep state, which is obviously behind much of this, nothing's going to change. And to show you how out of control they are, and I want to give a big hat tip to the Gateway Pundit for having the guts to break this story. FBI officials are now admitting, Christopher Wray had to admit, that undercover FBI operatives, at least a dozen, had infiltrated the January 6th crowd. And when Republicans keep pressing them, whoa, 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 were any of these undercover, so we know now for sure that there were undercover FBI agents, operatives. And now the Republicans are saying, whoa, 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 were any of them calling for the Capitol to be breached and the Capitol to be stormed? Were any of them involved in literally breaching the Capitol? were they there whipping up the crowd and saying, come on, let's breach, a la Ray Epps. Let's go in there. Let's breach the Capitol. Ray refuses to answer. And to me, his non-refusal, his non-answer is an answer. I mean, the easiest thing to say is, no, they weren't involved in that. No, absolutely not. Really show us the evidence. Here it is. He won't do that. He won't do that. Because I'm telling you, the deep state set those people up. There's no question. The FBI was determined to bring down Trump and to frame him on January 6th as a so-called insurrectionist. And that's why, by the way, his request for up to 20,000 National Guard troops was declined, rejected by Pelosi, by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, and Mitch the Squish McConnell. So my point is this. Until we break the stranglehold of the deep state, until we clean up our elections, we could run Jesus Christ himself. We could resurrect Abraham Lincoln from the grave. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to do us any good. Carrie Lake was a phenomenal political candidate. She was up by double digits. She is the lawful, legitimate governor of Arizona. And they're admitting that 291,000 votes just, they're gone. They just, we don't know what happened to them, but they just, we didn't count them. So you've been disenfranchised, blank you, certify this, or we put a gun, or we send you to jail. Now, Mike asked me a very interesting question during the break. He said, Jeff, say if you were on the Maricopa County Board of Election Supervisors, and, there's the proverbial gun. Sign, certify, or you're going to go to jail for up to 5 years. What would you do? I say, look, Mike, I'm not claiming I'm a tough guy. I never have. I'm not claiming I'm some man of exceptional courage or bravery. But I'll tell you something I wouldn't do. I would not sign and certify that election. And I'll tell you why. And I would say it publicly. Because I'm engaging in a fraud. I am, by signing this certification against what I know to be the truth, which is that this election was rife with fraud and corruption, and it was stolen. There's no question about it. I cannot, in good conscience, say this was a free, fair, honest election. By signing this, I am perpetrating a fraud, a crime, and violating my oath. And I'm perpetrating a fraud against the people of Maricopa that I was here and put in at the Election Board of Supervisors to defend and protect. Now, I resign. This is why I'm resigning. I cannot sign this. I will not sign this. So I am resigning effective immediately. Period. Now, you want to throw me in jail? How can you throw me in jail? I just resigned. But I am not going to commit a crime and say that this thing was that this thing was kosher, that this was above board and legitimate, when it wasn't. It wasn't. So I can go to jail now either way, as far as I'm concerned. I sign, I'm committing a fraud, and I'm committing a crime by signing something I know to be false. Or if I don't sign, you're going to charge me with a felony and put me behind bars. Well, you know what? Blank you. I'm resigning. Effective immediately, this was a stolen election and I will not certify. Period. I'm resigning. Adios. There are many ways to do this. What I'm saying is no way in hell should this election have been certified. No way. 617-266-6868 is the number. And again, I just can't wrap my mind around it. In Brazil, they won't allow an election to be stolen. In Brazil, here, no problem. No problem. Just, hey, what's on Netflix tonight? 617 866-266-6868 or HBO Max or whatever. Annie in Chelsea. Thanks for holding, Annie, and welcome.
Hello.
Annie.
Hello. Greetings from the country of America, Wayla, the home of Joey, the Brink and his administration, who took away our freedom of speech, our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our parental rights, freedom of choice. Yes, and also stole our elections. Jeff, I love you in a non-sexual way.
Annie, thank you so much for that call. 617-266-6868. You know, Brazil used to want to emulate us. Now, I'm serious. I'm like, can we just become like Brazil? I just want us to be like Brazil. Can we be like Brazil, please? John in Dunstable. Thanks for holding, John, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, John.
A little bit off topic, I'd like to say Mel is a brother from another mother. I always like listening to his calls, but the one yesterday was really spot on call.
Oh, excellent.
It was a great call.
I agree. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, John, I know I'm beating a dead horse. I'm sounding like a tape, but really, best audience in the business. No show has better callers than this show. No question. John, please pick up where you left off.
It's you, Jeff. It's you. But I'm just going to tell everybody and tell you that I knew this was going to happen. If you remember my calls, I was telling you it was going to happen because you can see the play that those communists, which is the Democratic Party, have been doing over the last 15 years. They've weakened the American people. They've purged our military. And the biggest danger of all, Jeff, is going to be the 87,000 armed and able to use deadly force is what was on their website to come after the people. People like you and me, Jeff, are going to be done because what they're going to do is say, John from Dunstable, I'll say my work, and they're going to come after us, Jeff. And you don't have to prove, you have to prove yourself innocent. They don't have to prove you guilty. And there will be no election for Kerry Lake in 2024. The people that think that's going to happen, it's not going to happen. If they get away with what they did for this election, it's over, Jeff. I think it's over anyways. I don't think we're going to have a chance to get out of this. I don't understand why the Arizona people, I mean, I've been to Arizona. I've ridden my motorcycle around Arizona, and I know what type of people live there, and they're gun-carrying free Americans. Oh, that's the way they used to be. I haven't been there in a while because I'm getting a little long in the tooth, as we say in the horse world, getting old. But I don't understand why the Arizona people aren't out on the street. And I think when we let them steal the presidential election, we were doomed.
Bingo.
These communists are destroying the country, Jeff. Amen. And we're in big trouble. Amen. We are in such trouble that it's unimaginable.
You are dead on. You are 1,000% correct. John, thank you very much for that call. Once they stole 2020 and there were no consequences, I think now it's obvious. Look, in a way, if you were them, not that you are, obviously, it's satanic. It's diabolical. They want power and they want absolute power. If I were them, I would do the same thing. Keep stealing and don't stop stealing because nobody will stop you. Now, joining us now to discuss this and so much more, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political analyst, political commentator. Full disclosure, she is my better half. And yes, I married up. Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place. Grace Vuoto. Grace, I've got to ask you right out of the gate. The Democrats now have stolen and now certified the election in Arizona. If you were Carrie Lake, Grace, what would you do? What should you do?
Jeff, I would wage an all-out campaign, all-out, and I mean not just in Arizona, but nationally. She can be the spokesperson for national reform. It is the key issue of our time. Our elections now are just kabuki theater. And what astonishes me is that all the analysis around the elections, I feel it's surreal. You know, like if you listen to the media, even rather respectable voices, they're still citing the statistics that come out of this election as though those statistics are real. You know, oh, we lost this voter, we won this voter. All of these statistics are false because the results are false. So how can you analyze these results?
Grace, why is Fox News afraid to cover this story? Why, frankly, is even Newsmax afraid to cover this story? I'm getting tremendous blowback. You know this. Yeah. Liberals want me off the air. They are really headhunting for me. Fox, Newsmax, they're not happy with me over this. They're saying I'm committing professional suicide. I don't care. Let them say whatever they want. Why are they so afraid to expose and cover the stolen, corrupt election in Arizona? What are they afraid of?
Well, because it's a Pandora's box. If they admit that one election is fraught with fraud, then they have to admit that others are, and that leads us back to 2020, which they're trying to bury. They're trying to bury Donald Trump's outcry that he is the legitimate president and our current president is illegitimate. So that's really where they don't want to go, because the minute that you admit that one election is fraudulent, it's a rabbit hole that leads you right to Donald Trump should be the president today, and we have an illegitimate one in the White House. And that is such an explosive fact that they cannot confront that.
You have told me repeatedly over the years, over dinner, in the living room, when you are talking privately, that the regime, the deep state, the establishment, including the Republican establishment, will never allow Trump to come back to power again. You said, Jeff, he could have the finest speeches in the world, all the money in the world. He can get 80, 85, 90, 100 million votes. They will not allow him to come back to power. Are we seeing the same thing now with Carrie Lake? In other words, she's clearly one of the heirs to MAGA, and they will not let her win, come hell or high water, no matter what. Why?
Well, look,
why are they so afraid of Trump? Why are they so afraid of Carrie Lake?
Look, generally, the biggest boogeyman for them is Donald Trump. Carrie Lake is less of lesser importance. But what happened in 2020 is they created a system by which they can fraudulently win. And so they are now going to use that system repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly, because that's what communists do. Ultimately, they do not care about the truth. They do not care about the voice of the people. They care about an ideology that they are going to enact either slowly by corrupting the democracy or violently by overthrowing the democracy. That's what they do. It's only two choices. Do you corrupt the democracy from within, or do you violently overthrow it? If you read about a communist ideology, those are the two paths. So they are now enacting that path, that you're going to seize power within the democracy by corroding it, by using whatever and all means necessary. So the failure to rectify the great wrong that was done in 2020 is now going to be perpetuated writ large throughout the nation again and again. It is the most fundamental battle now of our time. Unless we have fair elections, everything that you and I do and every vote that is cast is completely irrelevant.
Grace, here's what I can't wrap my mind around. I know McConnell can't stand Trump. In fact, he basically said again yesterday that it's almost impossible, it's highly unlikely, as he put it, that Trump will ever be president again. So McConnell now has put a direct target on Trump's back, saying, I will do everything in my power to make sure you never return to the White House. I get it. They don't like him. They're anti-Trumpers. They're never Trumpers. But doesn't Mitch McConnell know? Doesn't Kevin McCarthy know? Doesn't Paul Ryan know? Doesn't Mitt Romney know? Doesn't the Republican establishment know that if the Democrats control the election system and can use all kinds of fraudulent tools and techniques to keep themselves in power, the Republicans will be in the political wilderness forever? In other words, the system is rigged not just against Trump, but ultimately it'll be rigged against them. Don't they see that?
Yes, but Jeff, even in what you're saying, you're just neglecting this key fact. Do they even care about the party? Do you think Mitch McConnell cares about the Republican Party and the fortunes of the future of the party? Do you think that Kevin McCarthy care about... Do you think these people even care about party? Like, even that is a sophisticated conviction. It means caring for something beyond yourself. They're just about enriching themselves as individuals. So that's all that this is about. It's just what has happened to other countries has now happened here. Very sadly, we have no civic virtue. And without civic virtue, even the concept of party is tainted. And that's what we face now in the United States. To believe in a party, to want the party to do well, that's a sophisticated form of being. This, too, is being eroded in our society.
Grace, we've got about 2 minutes left. I've been asking this question all morning. Still, I don't think to me I've gotten an answer that satisfies me. Maybe you can do it. In Brazil, there was a stolen election. Millions of Brazilians have taken to the streets. Now it's gotten so bad the military may step in and impose a coup to prevent the socialist Lula from taking over power. In other words, people power until the results are at least nullified. Yet here we're complacent. We won't do a thing. Why do they care in Brazil, but we don't care here?
You know, Jeff, that is an actually very profound question. I think one of the reasons is that still our standard of living is still good. It's still strong. It's still high. So unless it really causes, unless we have widespread poverty, unless we have like an absolute economic catastrophe, I think we're going to have a complacent, apathetic electorate. This is the luxury of having had a great democracy for so many decades. People have become complacent, ignorant, easily duped. And that's what these conniving socialists are preying on. And sadly, the population is still lured into apathy by the fact that we are too comfortable. We have too many comforts still in America.
Do you think any of this has to do with the rise of Facebook, social media, iPhones, iPads, video games, Netflix? In other words, we have so many distractions now that people's faces are perpetually in screens. So they don't really know or care what's going on around them.
Well, I think, Jeff, the technology is just a symptom of the larger problem, which is that the public is not educated in civic virtue anymore. I mean, our children don't really know much about the founding of the country, what its founding principles are. They're not reared to be active citizens. So the technology, let's say it was filled with lots of great information about American history, the technology in and of itself wouldn't be the problem. The problem is the indoctrination now from a very young age and the moral collapse that is being inculcated in the children.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We have been talking with Dr. Grace, putting liberals in their place. Grace Vuoto. Grace, phenomenal job, and we'll talk later.